With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. Liberals are still furious that President Trump has picked E.J. Antony to head the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Economist Steve Moore is baffled by their anger.
I don't understand why they have this jihad against him. I mean, E.J. is one of the top economists and statisticians in the country. He'd be perfect for this. And I talked to him many times about this. You know, he says we just have to get honest and accurate numbers.
Former Utah Congressman Jason Chaffetz has published a new book that lays out the threat of government data collection on everyday citizens. He says Democrats use such data for a program they called Vote ER to sign up voters when they were hospitalized and even in mental institutions.
You can tell a lot about a patient if you have that information, and they literally gathered several million bits of information about patients while they're in the hospital. Your HIPAA laws. I mean, they literally did this to Democrats.
Chaffetz spoke with the Salem Radio Network about his new book, They're Coming for You. Millions of Americans across the West are under extreme heat alerts. Forecasters are warning of dangerous heat today from Phoenix, Arizona to Seattle, Washington. Hotter than normal temperatures are expected in the Pacific Northwest through tomorrow, and highs in Portland could reach the upper 90s today. Spokane and Boise will also hit the mid-90s today. SpaceX will try again to launch its massive Starship rocket tonight. The private space company says its Flight 10 Starship is set for liftoff at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time from its launch pad in Starbase, Texas. The uncrewed prototype will follow a similar flight plan to the last three Starship missions, which all failed. This is SRN News. A warning from the Attorney General of Louisiana. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Liz Merle says Roblox, the children's video gaming platform, is a haven for child predators. Roblox is immensely popular with young people, and for that reason, Merle has filed suit against it, charging it with failing to establish even the most basic safety protocols for its customers. The AG says, quote, users can easily say they are younger or older than their actual age, allowing child predators to pose as children and for children to bypass any age requirement. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another Indian state is making it harder to spread the gospel. Officials in Uttarakhand are expanding their anti-conversion laws to include all communication via digital media. That means if a Christian is caught evangelizing online, he can be prosecuted. India's small Christian community has been under siege for the last decade. This is SRN News. Former Congressman Pete Campbell says you can expect some big changes to California's election map if the majority Democrats have their way.
What you want to do is take where you have pockets of Republicans and divide them, so you break them up. And where you have pockets of Democrats, you divide them as well in order to move them to where there are pockets of Republicans and make the numbers work so you have majority Democrats in more and more places.
The National Transportation Safety Board is focusing on the tour bus driver's actions in Friday's deadly rollover crash in western New York. The NTSB says it ruled out driver impairment as looking at other factors that caused an M&Y tour bus returning from Niagara Falls to New York City to hit a median, swerve into a ditch, and flip over. An NTS spokesperson said it will look into possible driver fatigue. More details at srnnews.com.